Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It's been a really, really encouraging camp, especially from the ones. Like I said, they're getting a ton of good work, and then the twos just got to keep building and keep stacking to see, who ultimately ends up making this roster. And the practice squad is, as you guys know, I mean, those guys are going to be called upon at some point in this season, so those guys are just as important.
That's Zach Robinson, Falcons offensive coordinator, talking about what camp has looked like thus far and a couple of preseason games and a couple of joint practices for the first-team offense.
Yeah.
All sounds pretty positive. Obviously, we're not going to see any of those guys Friday either. Didn't see them last Friday. So we've seen what you're going to see from them pretty much.
Yeah.
Open practices are over. The joint practices are over. So the majority of the hay is in the barn, as it were, as far as those guys go for the competition portion of it. Now you compete for the last part to the spots on the 53 and practice squad and all that.
Yeah, go back to business.
Although it sounds like yesterday was kind of sloppy, whatever that means.
Yeah.
From the offense.
You're at a point where now you're like, okay, I'm ready now.
Well, I am.
Yeah, yeah. No, even the player. Even the player's like, come on, man, let's get this over with. And sometimes you can lose some kind of a little train of focus and everything and things like that, especially when camp's coming to an end or has ended or whatever you want to call it. And so, yeah, sometimes you have those days like that. And the biggest thing is that you don't have a lot of them. And you like that. And a lot of times coaches say, that's your one. That's your one as we get ready. I saw the greatest thing that Coach Prime said yesterday. He said, we got 12 days. Like, it's coming faster than you think. But, like, how he was addressing his team, he's like, we got 12 days to get this thing right. And a lot of y'all don't seem to have your mind right, thinking that, okay, in 12 days I'll turn on a switch and then it'll be all system go. No, it don't work that way. You know, you still got to continue. And the biggest part about now is, I know they play Dallas on Friday, but this gets to a point where it's about us, and we start working on what we need to do. There'll be some sprinkle probably after next week because you don't want to get them too far ahead on Tampa. But then you'll see them next week. They'll start sprinkling stuff in, but yet they'll still, do a lot of stuff working with themselves. You'll see, as you try to get ready for the season, you'll still see more good on good. You know, ones versus ones, twos versus twos, until you get to game week where you're putting the scout team like Zach was saying. I just thought about that 17 player practice squad. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
That is awesome, man. That many kids on the practice squad. Like if you're you can still get your rep if you don't play a lot, but at the same time you don't have to put an offensive lineman at defensive line. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Because you need bodies over there. You can still get some of those young players' reps on the scout team, but you can also have other guys over there also.
Yeah, and that means 18 guys get to get paid to still be in the NFL too. And as the season goes on, some of those guys are going to play.
Yeah, he's absolutely correct.
Guys are going to get hurt. Some of those guys are going to play as the season goes. If it's 12 for Colorado, it's 18 for the Falcons. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They got 18 days until they play a game. But not everybody does, because not everybody's going to practice all those days.
Right.
Like Jalen Walker's not practicing because he's dealing with a soft tissue injury, and they're going to treat him with an abundance of caution, which I get. Like,
but he said that. What injury has he not said that about?
I think all of them.
All of them been abundance of caution.
Any
right?
injuries we're going to treat with reckless abandon.
Yeah, yeah. All of,
we
yeah.
actually don't care about this one.
Yeah. They've all been like that. Yeah, yeah. Just like, but no, it's not good that he's missing time at all.
No. You know? I don't think it's good if anybody misses yeah. time, especially for a rookie who's trying to figure out what his yes. role is in the defense.
And hell, how they're trying to use him exactly. in the defense. I mean, they can't know what to do with – I mean, I'm sure they have a plan for Jalen that they could think of. And we mentioned it last week. He's going to do a lot of different things because he's that versatile of a football player. So he can do so many different things that makes your defense better. But you can't do that if he's not practicing.
Exactly.
And that's going to be the most important thing is getting him healthy and getting him up to speed because, it's like I said, it's getting early fast.
Right. That's why, you know, when we talked about it in the first segment, it's not, you know, I mean, he's not out for any amount of time that we know of.
No.
He's going to play in the first game that we know of. But there's a different standard applied to different guys. Like, Darnell Mooney's been in the NFL. It'd be nice if he was in practice getting right. reps and getting up to speed fitness-wise and all that, but he's been in the league and he's been in this offense. Jalen Walker's never played a game in the NFL
yep.
before.
Yep.
Like every single practice that he misses, every rep that he misses with these guys sets him back a little bit before he reaches his peak
yeah,
in his rookie
because
season.
Because what you think about it, because you're not, if you're the abundance caution thing, you're not practicing. You're not getting that
exactly.
physical.
Exactly.
Because that's the thing, that's going to be the biggest thing with Moody when he comes back is like, again, you can condition and run on a bicycle and a treadmill and all those different things, but until you out there making those cuts, that's why when you look at these players that are holding out right now, they're going to be at a disadvantage. As great mm-hmm. as Micah Parsons is, as great as Scary Terry and Hendricks and all as great of players as they are, it's hard not to have any kind of camp and then just try to just hit the ground running.
Right.
Now, it's also irresponsible for the organization to do that also. You got to sprinkle them in.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just go ahead, go out there and go full board.
That's the thing. You can't just give Terry McLaurin a contract the night before the game and be like, all right, play all the plays.
Yeah, like at least Dak was there the
right.
whole time and practicing
right.
and all those things. So that's always going to be the crucial element of it is – same thing that Jalen Walker's got. These soft tissue issues, those are always a thing. The calf, the groins, the hamstrings. We understand how all this. He's already had a hamstring.
Yep.
Now he has the groin. And so, I mean, and usually, and we know this from being together as long as we have been, usually that's from compensating.
Right,
You know,
yeah, one thing leads to the other.
Yeah. And so hopefully he can get 100% healthy or it's healthy to close to 100% because nobody's 100% right now. You've been banging on each other. But – get him ready to go and give him a small package. Because the thing about it, his package is going to be – it's not going to be the full. You know, they're going to work – okay, we can do this, so we're going to add more. Because he's a special skilled player
right.
that you can do so many different things
with. That almost makes it even more concerning, though, that he's not out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're having him do some complicated stuff. Be nice to practice it. You know?
Yeah.
James Pierce has been out there a lot.
Yes, he has.
Like, more than anyone. according to Raheem, he's taken more
– he's played a lot.
Snaps.
He played a whole lot last game.
In the preseason games and in training camp and in joint practice, he's like 500 snaps.
Yeah, man.
It's more than anybody.
That's good for him.
You love it.
That's good for
That's
him.
That's exactly what you want from a rookie.
Because he's gonna play the boatload of plays. Like, I think he's going to play in that group. I think he's gonna play the most.
Of all the edge guys?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think he's gonna play the most. I just do. I think he is just uber talented.
Fine with me.
And I think, you know, the biggest thing with him is he's gotta continue to learn and you know, learn the fact that you just can't beat everybody with speed all the time. You got to have other stuff, which he does. But yeah, because he's been out there, he's been healthy, and he's gotten better and more equipped, and he's football ready to go.
He gets credit for, or at least partial credit for that interception on Friday night.
Yeah, he forced a throw.
Yeah, he sped him up.
Yeah.
Bad throw, made an interception. So we love seeing that. All right, so the Braves had won a bunch of games in a row, swept the Guardians over the weekend, took 2 out of 3 from the Mets. 1 4 out of 5 from the Marlins. They're playing some fun baseball. This is what they've done. This is what that stretch, that 9 wins out of 11 games did. That meant they got me back into watching the whole game.
Yep.
I watched all 9 innings.
Yep. Because
so,
I was like, it's going to happen. They're going to.
Because 2 weeks ago when they're down 7-1, I'm not tuning back into that.
Yeah,
I'm not. Sorry. I just wasn't. But I did last night, and it was fun to watch. This guy continues to be ridiculous.
Drives this to left. Baldwin going back. It is gone. What a tear Michael Harris is on right now. My goodness.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, like it's not like just a week
it's
now.
It's weird.
He's
it's,
like the best hitter in baseball
it's
since
weird.
The All-Star break.
Like he went Oppo yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the hell's going on?
Can't get him out.
I mean, it's fun to watch. And the team, like you said, they were getting their head beat in, but she's like, can't turn it off.
Yeah.
You know, because I wanted to watch him. I wanted to stay up so I can watch Rich Eisen.
Me too.
I said, I'm staying up just so I can watch Rich Eisen last night. But, yeah, Michael, it's crazy. The tear that this guy is on. And, you know, it just goes back to, is it the hands, is it the stats? I don't really care what it is. All I know is that this dude
whatever it is
playing his ass off. But this game got away from the first damn batter because I don't know what the hell Ronald Acuña is doing. I know what he was thinking, but I don't know why he did it. And then it was just downhill from there. But they did find a way to battle back. Yeah, it's time to have – Spencer's – he's struggling.
Yeah.
He's struggling.
There's
nothing more to say.
There's a lot more to say.
Meaning that's the main thing.
Reasonable.
That's the reasonable. I can't say why he's struggling. Obviously, the stuff isn't as electric. It's still better than most if he's still topping out at 98, 99.
Let's hear him talk about it.
My fastball just isn't getting outs. It's not a contact pitch, and it's not moving the way that I need it to move. And so when I can't throw my fastball in the strike zone, obviously that gives the hitters a leg up. And then my slider is an effective pitch, but not if I'm behind in counts or, not making guys swing.
That leg ain't spinning.
No.
Yeah, it ain't spinning.
Because the ball's getting torched.
Yes.
And now that's three in a row, but that's three in a row right after eight in a row that were really good. So it's complicated. Like it's obviously not the guy that he was.
No.
Now, I don't think I think it's too early to say he can't be the guy.
I'm not going there.
But there's definitely some questions about what exactly happened between about a month ago and now, where he was a very solid starting pitcher. He wasn't the dominant guy that he had been in the past, but he was really solid for a stretch of and the last three or four have been really bad, and the last three have been really bad.
Yes.
And his velocity's not where it was, but there's more to it than that.
It's something else.
His location isn't great. His secondary pitches aren't great.
Is this overthinking, you think?
I think it's that his body's just not right. Like, I think he's still recovering from the arm thing, although he says that's
All right.
Well, you don't have to make an excuse, but I'm going to say it's a reason.
Yeah.
And then he just says it's kind of all not in sync because, it's not just the elbow. It's the arm and the shoulder and the core and the legs. And there's so many things that go into Spencer. To get that amount of torque and that amount of speed from that frame, all have to be working in unison. And it sounds like it's a little bit off.
Yeah.
And a little bit off in baseball is a lot off.
That means seven runs, especially if you're a overpowering pitcher that he is, and the overpowering part of him pitching is not there. And that's what we're used to seeing. And because what you said, he's not solid. He's electric, and he just hasn't been that.
Yeah.
He
hadn't even been solid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's not the pitch strike we're used to seeing. Can he get back to that? I don't know, but I'm ready to throw him in the bullpen or throw him as a closer or anything like that.
No.
I'm not there yet.
No, not yet.
I'm not there.
And again, he makes every start every 5 days for the rest of the year as long as he's healthy to try to work on it and figure it out. And then he gets a full offseason.
Because he didn't have one last year.
Because he didn't have one last year. And then there's a chance he's just a different pitcher now. Like he comes back next year and he's more of a location guy with more breaking balls and maybe that's what it is. Like that,
but can he learn to do it? But that's a learning. That's gonna be a learning thing.
Being a 300 strikeout a year pitcher probably seems like those days may be behind us. That doesn't mean he can't be a really good pitcher still. But yeah, I don't. But also, who knows? You know what I mean? Maybe.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. Daf Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Maybe another offseason of elbow recovery, and he does get back to that. But it's concerning. It's concerning because he's signed to a pretty long contract. Yeah. He's a big part of the future of this team, and he doesn't look like the guy they thought he was going to be right now. We'll come back. Mike Conte is going to join us. We'll talk some Falcons preseason with him, get some college football thoughts, all kinds of different stuff with Mike Conte. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
With over 25 years of expertise, Daf Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.